Pro Time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
If you're hearing the sound of my voice, I hate to tell you this, but you are not people's sexiest man alive.
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
You know nothing about fantasy football.
Sure I do.
I just don't understand why you won't let me draft the players I want to play. It's fantasy football, so the Hulk should be able to be on the team.
That's right. It is Wednesday. That means fantasy football talk coming up at 6:05 with Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann's our producer. We sequester him on the other side of the glass. He can neither see nor hear us. That's actually not factually correct. He can see us and he can hear us. So can you on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across Eastern Iowa on 1600, our historic main gym. In addition to Tristan today, 6 o'clock showdown coming up at 6:35 tonight. One last chance for you to pick up some tickets to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena this Saturday night. Great show, great band, always a good time. Got to answer 7 questions in 60 seconds, and those tickets could be yours. Also, another $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Going to wind up in your hands if you are a lucky caller tonight. La Cantina's got 3 locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and the third and most recent addition to the family, the Fountains off Edgewood, where they have a wonderful party room should you be looking for a place to hold your holiday gathering, family get-together, whatever. LaCantina319.com. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Panthers are in action tonight. The men, I should say, taking on Wartburg at the McLeod Center. Last time they played them in 2012, they beat him by over 50 points. We'll talk with Gary about that as well as the upcoming Indiana State game this weekend. Panthers in good position to make the playoffs on the gridiron should they beat Indiana State, get to 7 wins, and have a pretty impressive resume. Lots more to get to today. 5 o'clock hour, we'll take a little look at the college football playoff poll released last night. No Iowa, no Iowa State, no surprise, but Alex pretty much nailed the top 6 teams last night. I think he may have just had the order a little bit wrong, but we start, Alex, with the news of the hour, and that is that Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys has decided that he's going to drop his appeal of his suspension. He will serve the 6-game suspension originally handed down by Roger Goodell, and that means he is going to give fantasy football owners an early Christmas present. After taking 6 weeks of production away from them, he is eligible to return December 24th.
Do you think if they had a do-over, the Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott would have done this to begin the season?
Maybe.
Look, they've played 9 games with him. They're sitting at 5-4. Would you rather have him at the beginning or for the stretch run?
I'd definitely rather have him for the stretch run. And it's an important 6-week stretch here for the Cowboys. But I certainly don't blame him for utilizing the appeal process. But at the end of the day, you look in the mirror and you say, okay, I'm not going to win this thing. And the reason, according to multiple reports, Adam Schefter and a couple other people, that the decision was made to drop the appeal was that they felt it wouldn't wrap up by the end of the season anyway. So this is a way to ensure that he's going to get on the field at least for some of the remaining games. I'm sure you'll ask an Ezekiel Elliott fantasy football question, and whatever else you've got on your mind, you can get your fantasy football questions to us early today using the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Again, Tristan Cockcroft coming up with us at 6:05 tonight. Basketball last night, you heard it right here on KGYM. We joined it in progress. Number 1, Duke beating Michigan State 88-81. And then in the nightcap, number 4, Kansas moving to 2-0, a 65-61 winner over number 7 Kentucky. Hawkeyes will be back in action tomorrow, hosting Grambling State at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The women are home tonight. They've got Northern Illinois coming into Carver Hawkeye Arena. That was a team that participated in the WNIT last season. And much more to get to today on the program. Iowa State picking up a 3-star verbal commitment in football. But big news, Alex, we decided earlier today we're redecorating the KGYM studio.
I did hear this. I'm not privy to all the details, but I did hear this.
We're going to decorate the studio with some photos of high profile Cedar Rapidians who have succeeded in the professional ranks. So your Zach Johnsons.
Yes.
Your Kurt Warners.
Of course.
And
Scott Schebler, friend of the show.
Well, that's where we'll have to do some...
Landon Castle?
Exactly. We will have to... Well, Landon's never been on our program before. He's been on with the gym class, though, so I guess he gets a pass. Should we limit it to people who have been on our airwaves?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think that we should include all of Eastern Iowa, because we are Eastern Iowa's ESPN Radio.
I've got so much stuff at home in my personal collection of memorabilia. My wife would call it collection of junk, but I think we could turn this into a pretty hip place. Now, there are a couple things. I talked with Scott Unash earlier today, and he's drawing the line in the sand. And I'm probably one of the only people in America that can make this claim, have an autographed Ryan Sweeney game-used Chicago Cubs jersey from his time with the Cubs.
That's got to be in here, though.
That was vetoed.
What?
To draw the line, Unash doesn't want any Cubs stuff here in the studio. So the Sweeney jersey is going to remain. I can't even remember where it's at. It's either in a hangar or it's in a box down in the basement somewhere. I'm going to make sure that thing hasn't been water damaged yet. But some changes coming to the studio here. Right now, we spruced the place up a little bit. We slapped some paint on the wall, and we just have one humongously giant Iowa picture on the wall, a Hawkeye picture to go with our carpet here in the studio. But we're changing things around here. I like it.
I was just wondering if any of the artifacts that have become staples of our show can be put in the studio. Do you know where I'm going with this question?
Artifacts.
Something that we've talked about. Something that maybe Coon's dad got for Coon when he was a young kid. Maybe a Lawrence Phillips autographed football. Can that be
I think we're moving away from tchotchkes and moving more toward we're going to pretend like this is a professional radio station. Also, speaking of this being a professional radio station, we are going to try to get Doug or Daddy on the program next week. Also, and while we're talking
about Jimmy? Can we get Jimmy?
While we're talking about guests, coming up on Friday, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to be sitting in for you. And we're going to be talking with C.J. Beathard, starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, former Iowa Hawkeye.
Nice.
And Scott Unash,
Scott,
everybody.
I didn't say that we couldn't have any Cubs stuff, especially if it's Ryan.
See, well, you know, sometimes radio is theater of the mind, Scott.
I think we should also put a Ryan Sweeney Cubs and Sox jersey right next to each other.
I have no. Do you own a own a White Sox jersey?
I do, but it's not a Ryan Sweeney jersey.
Okay.
We'll have to get it.
What are we
going to
do?
Find one.
Make it with a duct tape?
No, I think we might be able to.
He's living, I believe, in Naperville, Illinois now.
Okay, we're going to work on this.
You can drive. It's only 4 hours away.
I'll be there in a couple weeks. I'll
drive over there, look him up on the internet, knock on the door, and say, hey, ideas. Who's on the list? Where do we draw the line? What do we got room for in here?
Yeah, a lot of room.
How many photos do you think we can get? I'm surprised Dukes doesn't want some sort of
bowler.
You know, well, no. This guy went to Co or that. Well, Fred Jackson's on
Marv
the list.
Marv Levy. Oh, man.
And Marv Levy.
Our text line is just
Carrie Bender
is trying to donate some things to us. I'll get to that in a second.
The Texans. Well, no, we're not taking donations. This is not a charity. This is not Goodwill.
I have an autographed.
It's not the Red Cross.
Jamarcus Russell jersey I would donate to the remodel.
No,
and
no, no,
I
no.
have an old Kyle Orton picture when he was with the Bears, if you want to hang
the
that
The only
up.
Picture of Kyle Orton that's going up here in the studio with ties to Eastern Iowa is the picture of him with the bottle of Jack Daniels from, I'm trying to remember whether it was the Summit or whatever bar it was in Iowa City where Orton was there on his bye week guzzling Jack Daniels out of the bottle. If we can get an 8x10 of that, preferably autographed.
And where do they have that?
Oh, it's on the internet. Okay. Everything's on the internet.
I think I can come up with that.
Scott, if we get Doug on the program, would you like Daddy next week?
Kyle, good. Daddy? Daddy? Yeah.
No, we've already discussed this. We discussed it at lunch today. I'm lining up
Doug and Daddy.
Doug or Daddy, because I don't believe Kyle can pull this off without blowing the facade of seriousness.
He the cover?
Yeah, he's going to blow our cover.
Yeah, I probably would
so
too.
I'm
so you should
going
probably handle
reciprocate
that.
Reciprocate in Kearney?
If they want me on the Superstation in the Tri-Cities, I'm willing, ready, willing, and able.
And is it sponsored by the Chicken Coop?
My appearance, I'll tell them I'll do it. They gotta can't have any breading on the wings. They got to have naked chicken tenders or whatever. That's looking good, by the way. 12, 13 pounds?
Very,
not to toot my own horn. But
no, very good job. BJ.
The Mount Mercy baseball jacket that Jack Dom gave me actually zips up now. So, hey, small victories.
BJ is concerned that you're trolling him.
What?
Basically saying that if you don't produce Doug or Daddy, it would be the biggest troll job ever. It's further saying that it would be a dream interview if Doug and or Daddy and or both could be on the show.
Can
next
we
week.
Simulcast Daddy in? We three-way
can we get the original
on the
daddy?
Phone? Can we have more than one person on
we
the phone at one
time? We have the original daddy and a stepdaddy on the show.
We get, the people that are just tuning into the pro, they have no idea what we're talking about right now. None. None whatsoever.
Some do, some don't.
Most don't.
Probably
including,
don't.
Including a couple people that have live microphones behind
it's going
them.
To anything that gets put up is going to have to be... There has to be some sort of a tie.
Okay, so there. Tell Kuhn where he can put his Lawrence Phillips football. There's no tie.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, we can't go like 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon here for... You're just trying to get rid of that Lawrence Phillips football.
Now,
if just
somebody,
want it in a sacred place.
If somebody out there, and I used to, when I was younger, when I was a little kid, I used to make... model cars. Did you guys ever do that?
I did that.
Yeah.
Model cars, you get the glue, you know, when you're younger.
Paint.
If somebody out there.
That explains a lot of things
for me. Yes. That and the fact that lead paint.
Yes.
I grew up in a very old house. If somebody out there has a model, like an Ertl model of a Mercury Brome, Mark Dukes's old car. Mark's going to have to let us know what color the original car was, but I want a Mercury Brome model car here in the studio.
That is accepted.
We'll put it on its own shelf, and it's just going to be over there looking down on everything.
Is this in reference to what 3530 is talking about on the text line?
3530, by the way, is in for a real treat today.
Yes, he is.
With Gary Reimer coming up at the bottom of the hour. I don't want to give anything away here, but we're speculating.
Bigger than the walk-up music from Mark?
What was the walk-up music, by the way?
Take You Down, the song he collaborated with.
Oh.
And he enjoyed it.
3530 is asking about a picture that he saw on Twitter of a young Duker standing beside a sports car. Does such a thing exist? Because I haven't seen it, and if it exists, I want to see it.
That is acceptable.
Wait, I'm going to limit the, because I was tasked with being the interior designer earlier today. I'm going to limit Mark Dukes' self-promotion to one pre-1999 photo of Mark. Because before there was this wall over here was just pictures of Mark. I'm beginning to think maybe he's a little narcissistic. It's picture after picture of Mark from the Gazette. And I don't know where they came from, only one person here would have an archive of stuff featuring Mark from his Gazette days, and that
Kyle?
Would be Mark himself.
Mark himself.
Listeners sent them to us.
If you have a Mercury Brome model car and you'd be willing to part with, that's the only donation that I'm willing to take from the listeners. It's almost as if we were reaching for something to talk about.
It's like
about
getting
today.
Doug and Daddy on at the same time asking for that. All right. I got work to do, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott just had to come in and blow the cover about the Ryan Sweeney Cubs jersey. I think it's a spring training jersey. Anyway, what the hell am I doing here? 319-366-1600. It's a number you can reach us and tell us how awful today's show is. But the good news is we're only 20 minutes down the line. Gary Rima is going to join us coming up in just a little bit. There's plenty going on. You got a Josie Jewell, who's a finalist for, was it the Bednarik Award?
The Bronco Nagurski Award.
Finalist for that award. And we talked yesterday, Josh Jackson creeping up on lists, the 20th best prospect, according to CBS Sports, regardless of position when it comes to the draft. And a story very near and dear to my heart. Our long national nightmare is over. The three UCLA basketball players have returned to the United States, and Steve Alford has suspended them from team activities indefinitely, but says that he's willing to give those players a second chance. And to that I say, of course he is. And what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen when Steve Alford gives you a second chance, right? 319-366-1600. Don't go to another country and do stupid stuff like shoplifting and then expect to get bailed out.
When are they back by? That Kentucky game? Indefinitely.
Their indefinite suspension.
Three games, four games?
Where's the first team on their schedule that has a pulse?
I think they play Kentucky in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they'll be back by then. Look, That whole story was amazing to me. A, how stupid can you be? I mean, kids do stupid. I get that. But do you not know anything about the country that you're in?
No, clearly they don't. To answer that question, that is very clear to me that they had no idea of their surroundings whatsoever.
And now they're back, and it's a big spectacle, and I'm sure you can watch it on. What happened with Daddy's show on Facebook, the Ball Family Show?
Is it still going on, or did they skip an episode 1 week? They gloss over that. I don't know the answer to that because I haven't watched the show. Is it actually on Facebook? Because I'm on Facebook quite a bit, and I feel like that would be featured. That'd be something that you could access easily. Yet I haven't seen it at all.
Should we include a photo of Steve Alford on the wall here in the KGYM studios? You can let us know on the text line at 366-1600. It would have to be from his current UCLA days. I don't want anything reminding me that he was here in Iowa City.
UCLA plays Creighton
It's in the promo. It's in the intro to the show every day, Alford's voice. Creighton?
Yeah.
You can't indefinitely suspend somebody and then bring them back 6 days
later. Okay, how about Cincinnati on December 16th? I think they'll be back by then.
Well, they'll be back. I'm glad that that's taken care of. Our long national nightmare is over.
International nightmare. They caused an international incident by trying to steal sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton in China. Little did they know it was going to become this.
This Cardinals Giancarlo Stanton stuff is continuing to get some play as well. Are you buying into that the Cardinals are looking at? Now, Derek Jeter's come out and said that the Marlins are willing to listen to offers on Stanton, and I think everybody figured that was going to be the case, but when you come out and publicly say that, it's one step closer to becoming a reality.
I absolutely think that there's interest there. I just don't know what to believe anymore because we keep getting conflicting reports on whether Giancarlo Stanton would waive his no-trade clause to go different places, and it seems like the Cardinals are the ones that want to make this deal happen. And they have the prospects, or the number of prospects, not necessarily the top-of-the-line prospects, but the number of prospects and the want to make this deal happen. So I definitely think it's a possibility, but I'll believe it when I see it.
5392 on the Hurtin and Stocker text line said, Alford on the wall, maybe in the bathroom. We're not renovating the bathrooms here. It's either yes or no. A couple people, 5594, 7970 on the text line, an Alford dartboard. That would just be mean. I don't want to do that. What did Steve ever do to us except alienate every single person that he ever came across, including members of the media? And he's probably doing it out. I have no sympathy for him, but he just, they'll learn. I'll give him a second chance. They'll learn. Yeah, whatever. 4:52, we'll step aside, take a quick break. Kyle's going to bring you your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day when we return. Gary Reimer, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And more of your renovation suggestions on the text line as well. 366-1600, back with more after this.
Are you in the market for a new or used vehicle? I'm Brittany from Toyota of Iowa City, and I'm here with some great news for you. Toyota of Iowa City, voted the area's best auto dealer by Press Citizen readers once again, is starting its Toyota Black Friday event right now. Come browse our huge vehicle inventory and take advantage of factory specials such as 0% financing for 60 months on all new 2018 RAV4s and 2.9% financing on all certified pre-owned RAV4s. And come in to see the great lease rates on all new 2018 Camrys. You really need to stop in and see for yourself. But don't wait. These deals end on December 4th. Check us out today at toyotaiowacity.com for more specials and details, or better yet, just stop in and tell them Brittany sent you.
0% financing for 60 months requires qualifying credit and is $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
eBay is your best friend when searching for models of a Mercury Brome. I think we are going to make this a reality. I just need to figure out what year and what color the car was from Mark Dukes, and we can have a shrine to the ageless wonder here in the KGYM studios. You can find anything on eBay, anything, including some Louis Vuitton sunglasses that you don't have to steal in another country. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was selected today as one of five finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy, which is given to the nation's top defender each season by the Football Writers Association. Jewell leads the Big Ten and is fourth in the country with 104 tackles, despite missing a game midseason. Iowa State got a commitment today from defensive back Valik Carter, a three-star from Florida. Carter's 5'10 and 170 pounds and chose the Cyclones over offers from Oklahoma, Purdue, and UCF, according to 24/7 Sports. The UNI women's basketball team beat Iowa State last night 57-53 for their first win over the Cyclones since 2002. Ellie Howell and Kennedy Kirkpatrick each had 17 points to lead UNI. Taylor Hagan also chipped in 11, and Megan Moss had a game-high 13 boards. Iowa State's Bridget Carlton still turned in a good game with 18 points and 7 boards. The Cyclone men will be back in action tomorrow in Myrtle Beach. The word from the coaching staff is that redshirt freshman Cameron Lard is a confirmed full go, and Princeton grad transfer Hans Braze is confirmed to be available and will play as much as his body and the trainers allow. The Iowa women will be in action tonight, hosting Northern Illinois beginning at 7 o'clock as they hope to remain undefeated on the young season. Also back in action tonight will be the UNI men as they host Wartburg. They'll be trying to continue their hot shooting as early in the season they're shooting 50% from three. You can hear that game on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym.
And we're going to be talking about it next with Gary Reimer, play-by-play voice of the Panthers. It's going to be a busy week in Cedar Falls weekend, I should say Saturday. It's an 11 a.m. tip-off against Chicago State at the McLeod Center. 4 o'clock kickoff with Indiana State inside the Unidome. We'll find out whether Gary is going to pull double duty or not. Remember, another $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill could be yours. We're going to give that away sometime today before 6 o'clock today. You guys have to hold me to that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go back to eBay and see what I can dig up. Gary Rima joins us next.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news from the NFL. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is dropping the appeal of his six-game suspension. He'll now be eligible to rejoin the team in Week 16 against the Seahawks. The suspension came after domestic violence allegations against Elliott. The three UCLA basketball players who were arrested for shoplifting in China last week all apologized today at a Los Angeles news conference. Coach Steve Alford then announced that Cody Riley, Jalen Hill, and LiAngelo Ball are all suspended from the team indefinitely. Marlins outfielder Giancarlo Stanton is available in a trade. So says new CEO Derek Jeter, who believes the team has to make moves to save money. Stanton is owed $295 million over the last 10 years of his contract. Rockets point guard Chris Paul is expected to play tomorrow night against the Suns. He hasn't played since the season opener with a bruised left knee. And Italy fires national team soccer coach Gianpiero Ventura. When the FIFA World Cup is held next year, Italy won't be there.
Book your first business trip at Upside.com to get two great gifts this holiday season. A better business travel experience and a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. Just use code BOMANI at Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
The Ford year-end sales event is here. Now with 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 cash back across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars and SUVs. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment on F-150. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Whew.
sorry I'm late. Ready to tee off?
Dude, you're glowing gold.
Yeah, stopped by Shell on the way to the course and got rewarded with instant gold status.
Cool. Does it do anything?
Yeah, it saves me 5 cents per gallon on every fill every day.
Whoa.
And it crushes the long ball. Watch this. Nope, it just saves at Shell.
Get rewarded at Shell when you join the Fuel Rewards program now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons per transaction at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
4:35, welcome back in. The Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Remember, we've got that $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. It's going to be yours just for listening tonight. Three locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids across from the U.S. Cellular Center, and the newest location in the Fountains off Edgewood. Remember, they've got that big party room available for you. And speaking of parties, they may be having one in Cedar Falls not too long from now if things continue. Look, this Panther football team continues to win football games, and as long as they win this weekend, they're looking pretty good to be back in that playoff picture. Joining us now to talk a little UNI football and basketball, the voice of the Panthers, as he does every Wednesday here on the program, it's Gary Rima. And Gary, should be an entertaining senior day at the Uni Dome on Saturday. How you doing?
Doing great, guys, and feeling pretty good going into this Saturday's game against Indiana State with the 15 seniors going to be honored, and just pretty confident that if the UNI Panthers get this win on Saturday and get to 7-4 overall, and maybe more importantly 6-2 in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, that would, at worst-case scenario, give them a second-place finish in what is the number one ranked toughest FCS football conference in the country, should punch their ticket to postseason football as an at-large team. I just don't think there's any way the committee could leave this Panther team out. And, you know, Todd, crazy enough, and I don't think we'd have said this after week five or even week six, but if Illinois State would knock off North Dakota State tomorrow on Saturday in Normal, Illinois, and remember, Illinois State's got a lot to play for. They feel like they need a win to be a playoff team. If the Redbirds would take down North Dakota State on Saturday and the Panthers win on Saturday, you and I would get a share of the regular season Missouri Valley Football Conference title. So pretty exciting, and I know this Panther team, there'll be no letdown after the way they battled through this tough part of their schedule, winning 3 out of 4 against top 10 ranked teams, winning 4 of their last 5 games to get them to this position where one more win feels like you're going to be back into FCS playoff football, and then you got that chance to go all the way to win a national championship.
Gary, you mentioned it. Darius Fountain, Adam Reth, Jared Farley, and 12 other seniors playing their last, at least regular season game inside the Uni Dome on Saturday. What are you going to remember about this group?
You know what? I think the resilience that this group showed, because, you know, this team did not make the playoffs last year. They had one of the rare losing seasons under Coach Farley in his 17 years, 5-6 a year ago. Just some, you know, narrow defeats that if you flip them the other way, you felt like you could have been a playoff team. As a matter of fact, last year it looked like the Panthers won one win. It turned one of those losses into a W, and a 6-5 UNI team last year would have probably been in postseason football. So I think when this team started 1-2 and then lost in the final 6 seconds to Western Illinois after winning their conference opener and sitting 1-1 in the league and 2-3 overall, and then you had to play 4 straight top 10 ranked teams right in a row, to see the senior leadership that those guys brought to the team and made sure that everybody stayed focused and just worked harder, and then beating 3 top 10 ranked teams, playing the number one toughest schedule in the country. It's just been a resilient bunch and a team that just kept believing that they could do it. So, you know, just a hard-working group of guys, Alex. I mean, you know, led by Jared Farley, the coach's son. Jared's just kind of that quiet leader, and, you know, Darius Fountain on the offensive side, a little bit more of a happy-go-lucky, fun-loving guy that keeps everybody loose. And, you know, you think about Bryce Sweeney and that offensive line, a guy that had an injury that kept him out all of last year, and they thought maybe it was career-ending. He comes back and plays. I mean, it's just a really impressive group of seniors that I know they're determined to to take care of business on Saturday and make sure that they get a chance to get back into the playoffs and then see what they can do.
Gary Reima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us. UNI men's basketball in action tonight, taking on Wartburg. We'll get to that in a minute. But you mentioned him, number 46, taking the field for the final time, his last regular season game at the Uni Dome. Safe to say emotions are going to be just a little bit higher on Saturday for Mark and Jared Farley.
You know, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt they will be. But, Coach Farley not talking a lot about his seniors, and maybe part of it is because he knows he's going to get a little emotional, Todd. But I also think that this team feels that they got a lot more football to play before that group of seniors is done. But yeah, when you get introduced on senior day and you know, this is Coach Farley's, you know, youngest son and that time of coaching your own son in college football is going to come to an end. I mean, the emotions will run high and it always does on senior day. That's just, you got to say goodbye to some really great guys who are maybe playing for the final time in the Uni Dome, because there's no guarantee, even if you're in the playoffs, you'll get a home game. So, it's been really cool to watch Coach Farley coach with his son involved. You know, I think at times he's as hard on Jared as anybody. Jared's playing great, and we'll make a comment to him about Jared's playing. He'll say, yeah, but I was mad at him. I thought he should have got that fumble recovery or that interception into the end zone. He got tackled at the 10. He should have scored. So he's as hard on his son as any of them. But it's been fun to watch him coach Jared and Jake prior to that. And yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. Emotions will be high on Saturday.
One of the storylines from Saturday was Eli Dunn was injured in the first quarter. Colton Howell came in and performed admirably. Has Coach Farley given an update as to whether Eli might be available for Saturday's game?
It sounds like Eli will play on Saturday. It was not a concussion. It was more of a blow to the sternum or the chest, and it was a tough enough injury that they didn't want to put him back in the game on Saturday. He maybe could have came in late in the game if needed, but Colton Howell was doing a decent job running the offense, and we had the lead, so I don't think they wanted to risk that. But Coach Farley was even asked, guys, at his press conference on Monday, is there any chance that you rest Eli Dunn and play Colton Howell against this 0-10 Indiana State team? And Coach Farley said, absolutely not. I mean, it's all hands on deck. We can't have any kind of letdown. And, you know, even though Indiana State's got an ugly record, they haven't won, they've actually played some good teams really competitive. They got beat earlier in the year 42-41 by Liberty, that at the time was ranked 19th in the country. They were driving on Illinois State in the fourth quarter to go in for a go-ahead touchdown and turned it over and ended up getting beat 24-13. And, you know, they're a team that's coming in to try and make their season and end on a high note on what's been a downer of a year for them. So Coach Farley just, I mean, he's like, if Eli Dunn should be able to go, and if he is ready to play, he's definitely playing. We're not holding anybody out on Saturday. So I look for Eli Dunn to be the starting quarterback against the Sycamores when we kick it off at 4 o'clock Saturday in the Dome.
Has that been one of the biggest messages from Coach Farley to his team this week? Yes, you're playing an 0-10 team, but if you don't win, your season's over.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, everything you've accomplished to this point with some of those wins over top 10 ranked teams and some of the great things you did to put yourself in this position, they all go down the drain if you stumble on Saturday. I as good as we feel that this team is a lead pipe lock to be a playoff team if they win on Saturday, I think we're also of the thought that if you get upset by an 0-10 team, there's a pretty good chance they'd leave you out of the 2014 field. So this team knows what they're playing for. They know what's on the line. I think they've been in playoff mode, guys, for the last 3-4 weeks, just knowing that they have to win games. They got to find ways to knock off who's ever in front of them, whether it's a top 10 ranked team or an unrated team like Missouri State last week or the Sycamores this Saturday. So no doubt they're focused and they feel like they've kind of been in a playoff run for a number of weeks.
talk a little basketball here. Turns out Alcorn State isn't exactly North Carolina, but nice first win earlier this week for you and I.
Yeah, and Todd, it was good to see us shoot the ball the way we did. I think that was one of the most encouraging things. I just felt like offensively we just weren't sharp at North Carolina, and you know the ninth-ranked defending national champions had a little something to do with that, but it was good to see us shoot the ball the way we did at home, and to see Juwan McLeod, who's really worked on his three-point shot to go along. He's always had the ability to drive it, get it into the lane, find shots in the paint, dish it off as he breaks down the defense, but now that he's added the three-point shot to his repertoire, I really like what he's bringing to our team. And you know, to go 6 of 8 from the arc, he's not going to do that every night, but you know, he now has the ability to knock down some threes if they leave him open. But I really think that it was just a good all-around win. Alcorn State, yeah, certainly not a high-caliber Division I team, and they were coming off a game they played the night before at Creighton and got beat by 30 there. So it was good to see us just put together a good performance and get some confidence, because, it, you know, Wartburg tonight, but, you know, and then Chicago State on Saturday, but then the schedule really turns tough when you go to the battle for Atlantis and you look down the road and you see teams like Xavier and UNLV and Iowa State and University of Texas, San Antonio, all still on your schedule in the non-conference. You need to have some games like this team had on Monday night and looking for another good performance tonight.
Might be a tougher schedule than Iowa has in the non-conference schedule. Hey, I want to ask you about Tywan Pickford, because I remember when we first found out that he was headed to play for Ben Jacobs, and I read up on him and I thought, you know what? I think Jake may have found a pretty good little player here. Your thoughts on Tywan Pickford early on in his UNI career?
He's got the makings to be a star. He really does. I you know, for a true freshman to crack the starting lineup right out of the gate and play the way that we've seen him play so far, not only in the exhibition games but at North Carolina, Monday at home against Alcorn State, really like what he brings to the table. He's just one of those guys that seems to have a knack for getting to the basketball. He had three really good putbacks on missed shots by his teammates the other night, and he's got the ability to dunk it. He's got the ability to shoot from the outside. I think he's going to be an excellent defender before it's all said and done, and he's just a tough, hard-nosed player. So great addition to this team, and it's going to be fun to watch him grow and mature and just keep being a bigger part of UNI basketball over his entire career. He's a great find. He's a guy that is going to have a really good career for this Panther ball club. And you know, when you put Austin Fife in that mix, the big 6'10" freshman center that I think is going to be good. And next year you add AJ Green, a top 75 recruit at the guard spot. This is coming together pretty nicely for Panther basketball to be pretty good for a long, long time.
You mentioned the shooting, and that's what when we talk to the experts who break down this UNI team, they say, well, they need to kind of find some guys on the perimeter that can shoot the basketball. How big is Spencer Haldeman's continued development going to be heading into his sophomore year?
Well, he's a guy that's got to make shots. I mean, that's really, he can do everything. He can handle the ball. He can run the point. He had some turnovers the other night, but I don't think you'll see him turn it over like that very often. He's an okay defender, but the thing that Spencer Haldeman brings to this team, Alex, is his shooting ability. He's a shooter. He's a guy that can just absolutely fill it up. And, you know, he's got to be that guy. He's got to be the guy like an Ali Farouk Manesh that could knock down threes. And you didn't ask him to go get you 6 or 7 rebounds every game or guard the best offensive player for the other team. But when you're in the game, you got to make shots. And he has that ability. And I do think a lot of our offense will go by the way Spencer Haldeman goes. If he can't hit outside shots and get us some points off the bench, then we may struggle some offensively. But he's a hard-nosed kid. I love his game. He kind of reminds me of a Johnny Moran-type player that we had years ago that was just a fierce competitor, would dive for loose balls, and could really shoot the rock. So love Spencer's game, love his attitude, and I think he's a guy, too, that that's just going to keep getting better and better and help us get to where we want to be at the end of the year.
Before we let you go, Gary, you mentioned it, Wartburg tonight, I think, is 7 o'clock tip-off at the McLeod Center. The last time that these two teams played, it wasn't even close. What's Ben Jacobson looking to get out of tonight's game?
I think it's just a chance to get in a game situation again. It's hard to get Division I teams that will come to the McLeod Center to you and I to play this Panther basketball program right now. So you kind of fill the schedule with some home games with teams that will play in Wartburg, Dubuque, Coe. Some of the D3 schools love the opportunity to come and play Coach Jacobson's Division I program. But I really think tonight's more about the U and I team than it is about who they're playing. I think Coach Jacobson wants to see his guys do some things offensively better than what they did their first two games, wants to see them dominate the boards. I think he wants to see them play up-tempo and get it out and go. I think he'll go deep on his bench tonight and use a lot of guys, get a lot of guys some minutes, and that's kind of a reward for some of those guys who maybe don't always get a lot of playing time, that this could be an opportunity where after working hard and practicing and pushing the top 8, 9, 10 guys, they can get some minutes. But he'll be looking for his team to really play well at both ends of the floor, and no matter who the opponent is. So I think tonight it's just a lot about the Panther basketball team and what they do and how they execute what you're trying to do to your opponent.
11 a.m. tip-off on Saturday at the McLeod Center against Chicago State. 4 o'clock kickoff in the Uni Dome against Indiana State. Are you double-dipping Saturday?
It's a busy week for me, yeah. I'm going to do both games
wow.
on Saturday, call basketball in the morning. They said, hey, you did North Carolina Friday night and then made it all the way to Springfield Saturday. That works, so you might as well just do both games the same day. So, yeah, I'll call them both for you on Saturday.
All right, Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of both U and I football and men's basketball. We appreciate it as always. Thanks, Gary.
Todd and Alex, great being on with you. Talk to you soon.
And hopefully we're talking about a playoff-bound U and I football team next week when we chat with Gary Rima.
Now, I just want to know, what is Gary's favorite thing to do when they head to Atlantis? The Bahamas next week over the Thanksgiving
holiday. You
know what?
Gary strikes me as the type of guy, and I don't know him all that well, but Gary strikes me as the type of guy who's going to pack a couple Hawaiian print shirts in a bag, and he's probably going to have his sandals on. And you know what? In a little bit of downtime, he's going to be hanging out by the hotel pool, maybe drinking a Mai Tai or two. That's
exactly the image that I had in my head, and you just described it perfectly.
Maybe John Grisham's got a new book out, right? Maybe John Grisham book, sunglasses, Hawaiian shirt, just sitting there sipping a drink, telling everybody about the UNI football and basketball teams as they walk by. We appreciate it. We like to have fun. Gary's one of those guys. He is a high-energy guest. I like the energy that Gary brings to the program, especially when things are going well. For you and I, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight at the McLeod Center, Wartburg. I don't want to put that in the win column because I did that with Iowa State and Milwaukee the other day, and it came back to bite me. But, yeah, the last time that those two teams played, you and I had no problem with Wartburg, and I expect that to be the case again tonight. We'll step aside, take a quick break. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. And don't forget, fantasy football players, Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com is going to be with us at 6:05 tonight. So get those questions to us now on the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. It's the Todd Brollekamp Show with Alex Kuhn on 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM KGYM. Back after this.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble. Get misty at the Hail Mary pass. Or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge. They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
You've got your rake, your gloves, and plenty of leaves in the yard. Now you just need to know what to do with them. Well, it's pretty easy. The City of Cedar Rapids divides the city into quadrants and picks up every other week. The schedule's at cityofcr.com/leaf.
but you can make it even easier when you sign up at crnewsnow.com. Sign up with your street address and the city will send you a text or email reminder when it's your pickup week. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up today at crnewsnow.com.
When was the last time you saw Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, Aerosmith, Kiss, Van Halen, Queen, Twisted Sister, Journey, Poison, and Bon Jovi all in the same night? With a fiery pyro show, video screens, smoke machines, makeup, costumes, fire, and a virtually endless playlist, Hairball puts on a rock concert like you've never seen before. Coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena this Saturday. Tickets are on sale now at U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or 800-745-3000. Presented by Henry's Hard Sparkling Soda.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider fumbling the ball?
Ooh.
It's time for help from the bench.
Time out.
Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the team from Future Systems today at 1-800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
4:55, welcome back in. 35:58, following our prompt and getting his fantasy football question in for Tristan Cockcroft. You can do the same, 366-1600. He joins us coming up in about an hour. Right now, joining us here, Johnny on the spot, if you will. His name's Kyle, not Johnny. Time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was selected today as one of five finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy, which is given to the nation's top defender each season by the Football Writers Association. Jewell leads the Big Ten and is fourth in the country with 104 tackles, despite missing a game midseason. Iowa State got a commitment today from defensive back Valik Carter, a three-star from Florida. Carter's 5'10 and 170 pounds and chose the Cyclones over offers from Oklahoma, Purdue, and UCF, according to 24/7 Sports. The UNI women's basketball team beat Iowa State last night 57-53 for their first win over the Cyclones since 2002. Ellie Howell and Kennedy Kirkpatrick each had 17 points to lead UNI. Taylor Hagan also chipped in 11, and Megan Moss had a game-high 13 boards. Iowa State's Bridget Carlton still turned in a decent game with 18 points and 7 boards. The Cyclone men will be back in action tomorrow in Myrtle Beach. The word from the coaching staff is that redshirt freshman Cameron Lard is a confirmed full go. Princeton grad transfer Hans Braze is confirmed to be available and will play as much as his body and the trainers allow. The Iowa women will be back in action tonight, hosting Northern Illinois beginning at 7 o'clock as they hope to remain undefeated on the young season. Also back in action tonight will be the UNI men's team as they host Wartburg. They'll be trying to continue their hot shooting. They're shooting 50% from three early in the year. You can hear that game on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Week three of the college football playoff poll has been released. No Hawkeyes, no Cyclones, and not a whole lot of surprises. Alex pretty much had this sniffed out yesterday, but we're going to talk a little bit about it coming up in hour number two. Also, bad news for Brett Bielema at Arkansas today, and it has nothing to do with his favorite restaurant closing down in Fayetteville. It's actually worse for him. Back with more of the Todd Brawley Camp Show right here after these messages.